being laid out. Amen. It's going to happen. Praise God. I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all the way from the great state of Virginia, where revival is breaking out. Amen. People are coming to the Lord now in ways like we've never seen before. It's not hard. It's not difficult. People are hungry. People are thirsty for righteousness. Folks are tired of this world. I don't know about you, but I am tired of this world. Amen. I'm ready to see Jesus. I'm ready to go to that city where the streets are made of gold. I'm ready to go where there's no more tornadoes, no more floods, no more hurricanes, no more hospitals, no more doctor bills, no more diabetes, no more cancer, no more graveyards. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Oh, my. Just when I think about it, oh, it just fills me with such hope, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. This afternoon, if you have your Bibles with you, I want to invite you to go with me to two places in the scripture. First, to the book of Romans, chapter 13. The book of Romans, chapter 13, two places, verse 11 and verse number 12. Oh, hallelujah. And then we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians. But first, Romans 13, verse 11 and verse 12. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Rome, but not only Rome, he's writing to us today. And that knowing the time. Amen. Oh, I don't have a watch on. Anybody know what time it is? Huh? Somebody say that now. Say now. It is high time. Everyone say high time. What time is it? What time is it? It's high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Oh, it's closer than you think it is. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let's get dressed for the occasion. Hallelujah. The book of 1 Thessalonians, if you will, the fourth chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We begin at verse number 13. Paul writes to the church, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, or those that have already passed on, that you sorrow not, even as others, which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them or hinder them which are asleep. For the Lord himself descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Oh, I tell you, when the Lord comes back, it's not going to be quiet. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, this is my favorite part. Then we, which are alive, that's talking about us, and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse number 18, wherefore, or because of this, comfort one another with these words. Because of this, comfort one another with these words. What are you saying? What Paul is saying is, it doesn't matter what you're going through right now. I've got some comforting words for you. You can be in the midst of the greatest trial. You can be sick in your body. The world can seem so messed up, but I've got some good news for you. It won't be much longer. I said it won't be much longer, because it's closer than you think. What time is it? What time is it? It's high time. Oh, God. Father, we love you. We're waiting for you. We believe in you. Your word, oh God, is like honey. It is sweet to our taste. And Lord, we ask that you would saturate us today. I pray, Holy God, that you won't let one person leave this room the same way they came in. But God, do a mighty work in our midst, we pray. Change us. Move us. Shape us. Save us is our prayer. In the glorious name of Jesus Christ, and let the whole church say amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach to you this message, rapture ready. Rapture ready. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On those streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, forever to rejoice. I'm gonna take a trip. See, y'all young people don't know these songs. In that good old gospel ship, I'm gonna be sailing beyond the sky. And look, when I get there, I'm not gonna be folding my arms, crossing my legs. I'm gonna shout. I'm gonna shout. And I'm gonna sing until the heavens ring when I'm bidding this world. old bye-bye. Woo! Where you going, brother? In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where there cometh no night. I got a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. In that city where the Lamb is the light. Everybody know this one. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see. No more crying there. We're going. There'll be no more crying. We're going. No more crying there. We're going. Everybody say hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see no more dying over there. Guess what? There'll be no more dying. Get ready. No more dying there. We're going. Let me hear you say it. We're going to see the hallelujah! I can't help but be excited. I can't help but be excited. I can't help but be excited. We're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to go. Woo! Somebody shout glory. Clap your hands to the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord. We're getting ready to go. What time is it? What time is it? Hallelujah. It's high time. I say it's high time. Folks be wondering, why y'all act like y'all do? Why y'all clap your hands? Why are you standing? Why you take off running? What's all this dancing and stuff about? I'm going to tell you what we're doing. We're just rehearsing. We just getting in shape. Hallelujah. The songwriter said they're going to be shouting on the hills of glory. All we're doing is getting in shape. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, it's closer than you think. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. I believe it more now than I did yesterday. Because we are another day closer to the coming of the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. You may stand. You may run. Because the Lord is in the building. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I ain't gonna be doing no more singing. I'm done with the singing. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, I feel compelled of the Lord to just remind you one more time. With all the things that are going on in this world, and all these spirits that are trying to distract us and get us so busy with the affairs of life I believe the Holy Ghost wants us to be reminded one more time that we're not gathered here in vain. We're not gathered here out of tradition. We are preparing ourselves for the sounding of the trumpet. The Apostle Paul said that now, somebody say now, not next week, not next month, but right now, it is high time. That means there's no greater time than right now. There's no better time than right now. But Paul felt in the Holy Ghost to pen the words, it's high time to wake up. Wake up, yes. Wake up, church. Why is that? Because we got a lot of sleepy people in the congregation. We got a lot of folks that take what they got for granted. We got a lot of people that you don't even know how blessed you really are. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you are blessed. You've been baptized in the name of Jesus, you are blessed. Ain't no reason why you can't praise the Lord. Ain't no reason why you can't have joy in your spirit. It's time to wake up. Glory to God, our salvation, the trumpet sounding is closer than we think. What makes me concerned in these end times, and I believe these are the end times, what makes me so concerned is that as I go from church to church, I find people that's a little bit callous. I find people that's a little bit too carnal when it comes to thinking about the nearness of the coming of the Lord. Perhaps that can be blamed on all the false prophets. Or Jesus said there's going to be a lot of false prophets in the end times. They will be heralding the coming of the Lord. Behold, the Lord is over here. Behold, the Lord is over there. Amen. And they've been preaching Jesus is coming for years. And some people even have the audacity to put a date on it. And it's almost like the cry wolf syndrome. They gave the little boy the job. Listen, when you see the wolf coming, you warn everybody. You cry wolf. Boy, that little boy, he was like, oh, this is great. This is exciting. And he's standing there in the dark looking. And no wolf. But he felt like he needed some attention. So he said, wolf! Everybody jumps up. Where? I thought I saw. The next night, wolf! Everybody jumps up. Where? Oh, it's not a wolf. Then it got to the place where he cried wolf and nobody moved. And he cried wolf and nobody responded. Well, I got a feeling it's kind of happening like that in the church. Preachers have been preaching, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And he hadn't come yet. And sometimes I think we like, oh, we don't know. It's still 100 years away. It's still way off down the road. But I'm here to tell somebody this morning, it's closer than you think. Don't you ever get too relaxed. Don't you ever get sleepy in the church. He's going to come like a thief in the night. And the hour is upon us. Now it's high time, church. We need to wake up. We need to be apostolic. We need to be Holy Ghost filled. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Folks come to church loaded down with problems, loaded down with their issues. Oh, preacher, if you just understood what I had to go through this week, it don't matter what you had to go through this week. What matters is, are you ready for the sounding of the trumpet? Don't come in with your head hanging down and your hands, the Bible says, straighten up, square your shoulders, get your feet planted, look toward the eastern sky. Hallelujah. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the dead shall rise, and those that are alive. Somebody say alive. He's not coming back for a dead church. He's coming back for a live church, a fired up church, an excited church. Amen. I can't help but believe somebody don't believe it. Some of y'all don't believe it. You say, brother, I believe it. You better tell your face. You better tell your face. If you're ready to go, there ought to be a smile on your face. There ought to be excitement in your heart. I'm getting ready to go out of here. Jesus is coming. And we need to be ready. In fact, the Bible says he's coming back for people that have made themselves ready. So don't think you just gonna get in. You gotta work out your salvation. You gotta examine yourself. You gotta take heed to yourself. You gotta make yourself ready. I'd say, Lord, my request would be this. Lord, when the rapture takes place, God, let it be in the middle of a red hot worship service. Because when that trumpet sound, I want to say Hallie over here and Hallelujah over there. I want to be ready. I want God to be pleased with me. I want God to be glad what I'm doing. Hallelujah. I've got to be rapture ready. And one of the devil's number one objectives is to get you distracted. Get your mind off of it. Come to church with everything on your mind but Jesus. Come to church. I need. Amen. All your problems. We all got problems. As long as you're in this world, you're going to have problems. Amen. Jesus said tribulations will come. You shall have tribulations. But cheer up. Hallelujah. We don't react to problems like the world. We don't react to all these things that happen to us like they do. We know weeping may endure for the night, but joy is on the way. Joy is on the way. You can't stop me. You can't hinder me. You can't hold me back. I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to worship. I'm still going to be excited. I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to go. And the fascinating, you know what fascinated me? I'm not a prophecy student or teacher. So many symbolisms and so many illustrations and things way above my capability to understand. But I understand one thing. We living in the end times. I have no doubt about that. Jesus told us, look for these things. War, rumors of war, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, pestilence, disease, signs in the heavens, signs upon the earth. In the last days, they will be heady, high-minded, proud, disobedient, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. The things that are holy, they're going to call it unholy. And the things that are unholy, going to be legalized. Oh, we are there. We are there right now. But folks are saying, wait a minute, Brother Easter. How can you tell us that we're living in the end days? When Jesus himself said of that hour, knoweth no man. You don't know the day and you don't know the hour. My Father only. Amen? But he gave us a parable. This is what Jesus said. He said, if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he wouldn't go to sleep. He would stay awake and not allow the thief to take him by surprise. And the Bible says he's coming like a thief in the night. When I begin to look at that verse and examine it, I notice something. Jesus said, of that day and hour knoweth no man, but if the goodman of the house had known what watch. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, what is a watch? He ain't talking about Timex. He said, if he had known what watch. And I begin to think, what is a watch? A watch, it comes from the military. It's a military term. When you have someone to stand watch, a guard would be given a watch, the first watch. You take the second watch. What is a watch? It's a designated segment of time. You're going to stand guard from this point to this point. That's a watch. If the goodman had known in which designated segment of time the thief would come, he won't go to sleep. Then after he said that, he said, now learn the parable of the fig tree. Amen. So what is the fig tree? The fig tree represents the nation of Israel. And what God is telling us, he says, pay attention to Israel. That's God's time clock. As he works with all humanity, watch what's happening in the Middle East. That will determine what's going to happen in the end times. When the fig tree ripens, then no summer is near. Whew. Glory to God. When did the fig tree ripen? It ripened in 1948. When Israel was declared as a nation. And from that moment in 1948, things have happened in this world so fast, so dramatic, changes like this world have never seen in the history of man. From 1948 to now, it's just exploded with knowledge. Glory to God. Jesus said, when you see this happening, then you know the watch that you're in. And we are in that watch, brothers and sisters, whether you believe it or not, we are living in that watch. Oh, man, I feel something in my fingers. I feel it. Something is going on in this world. Amen. All the signs, all the prophecies preceding the rapture of the church, the snatching away of the church, all the prophecies have already come to pass. And now it seems to me the greatest, most incredible thing next on God's agenda is snatching out the bride. I believe it could happen anytime. It could happen any, you know what? It could happen today. Can you imagine? As sure as you're sitting in that chair, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It could happen. What if it did happen today? You said, Brother Easter, look, the Bible says the dead in Christ shall go up first. Then we who are alive. Isn't it amazing to think it's a possibility that you can go to heaven without ever dying? He just take you. The Bible says this mortal will be changed. This natural will be changed to supernatural. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the grave is going to change our bodies, and we're going to be caught up through the ceiling, through the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. It's going to happen. Now people be like, that sounds so fantastic. That sounds like science fiction. You mean a trumpet gonna sound and we gonna just fizzle? That's Star Trek, man. Beam me up, Scotty. I think Star Trek took that from the Bible. But Brother Easter, Nothing like that has ever happened before. Oh, no. Oh, yes, it has. I remember reading in the Old Testament, there was a man named Enoch. The Bible says he walked with God, and suddenly God took him. It was like God said, let me practice. And he was not. He was gone right into the presence of the Lord. And the same thing is getting ready to happen to those that have been washed in the blood, baptized in his name, and looking for his return. So you know what I say? I say this, don't let nothing get in your way. If your husband don't want to go, let him stay. If your wife don't want to act right, let her do what she wants to do. Don't you wait on your homies. Don't you wait on your friends. I'm going whether you go or not. I'm going. I'm not going to miss the rapture for nobody, no job, no money. I'm going to be with Jesus. How many want to go? Somebody say, I'm going.
I'm going.
I'm going, man. I believe this. I'm going. And I made my mind up. I said, I ain't going to let nothing get in my way. No, sir. All you single young ladies, where the single young ladies at? Raise your hand, single young ladies. Raise your hand. I want to see you. All right. You single young ladies, I'm going to tell you something. Don't be listening to those married women. Those married women, they jealous of you. Some of them wish they were single again. They come around, you ain't married yet, girl. You ain't married yet. What you waiting on, honey? They try to make you feel all bad and stuff, and then you get all caught up in that, and you walk around, I gotta find me a man. We had one sister at church years ago. Her favorite song was, Amen, gotta find one. Amen. And you get all bent out of shape, worrying about some dude. But don't you let no man mess you up and cause you to miss the greatest man of all. Don't let no sweet talking. Hallelujah. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. Don't compromise your holiness. Don't compromise your faith. Get ready to meet Jesus. Getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to go. Amen. This is not a time to chill out. This is not a time to backslide. It's closer than you think. Single brothers, where you at? Raise your hand. Brothers, I'm going to tell y'all something. I know it's a challenge being single in these end times. Temptation everywhere. The devil knows who you are. And he'll send you his nieces. Lord, I just wish I could find me a nice girl. Devil heard that. Okay. And he'll send them to you too. He'll be coming in from everywhere. Amen. You got to be careful, brothers. You got to be careful. Even I don't care if married, single, temptation, it's out there, and it's stronger and stronger and stronger. I'll be on the road, I don't know how many weeks out of the year. One time I checked how many weeks of the year I was out traveling, 55 weeks out of the year. I said, what? How did that happen? Man, I'd be in places thousands of miles away from home by myself. Sometimes I go to places to preach revival, sort of like this. I don't know people. I don't know who you are. I just met the pastor. I don't know nobody. I don't know nobody out there. Nobody knows me. And the temptation can be strong. Even in the church. Oh, yeah. Some of them sisters be looking funny at you. I check into the hotel. The housekeeping ladies. Yeah, they're vacuuming your room looking at you. Then when they get done, they get ready to close the door and they stop and say, anything else? And I guarantee you that devil is right there. Nobody know. Nobody know. You can get away with this. It's okay. You've been working hard. You've been praying hard. You've been a good boy. Now you can go ahead and indulge a little bit. Ain't gonna hurt nothing one time. One time. And I get there to think, and I said, Jesus said, in the hour you think not, the Son of Man is coming. And when do you think not? When you're about to do something dumb. When you're about to do something stupid, you don't think he's coming. When you're about to commit fornication, you don't think he's coming. When you're about to mess up, you don't think he, at least you hope he ain't coming. But he said at that very moment, when you think not, the trumpet's going to sound. And I get to thinking, you mean to tell me I would risk that for that? I don't care how fine she is. I don't care how good she looks. Ain't no woman ever been born that's worth missing the rapture over. Hey, I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to keep my eyes on the eastern sky. I got to make it. I've got to make it. I'm too close. I'm too close. You are too close. Don't let nothing hinder you. Don't let nothing stop you. If you're here today and you've never repented of your sins, this is a good time to do it. Lord, I don't want to miss the rapture. Lord, I don't want to stay here for the Antichrist. I don't want to be here for the tribulation period. God, forgive me of my sins. Give me strength. Guide me. He'll do it. If you've never been baptized in water, in the name of Jesus Christ, and there is none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Then you can be baptized today. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Do it today. And God promises you be filled with the gift of the precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But you got to be ready. I say you got to be ready. And what if? What if it happened today? It could. I tell you what, unlock your imagination. Before I close this service, I want you to see it with me. The trumpet is going to sound. Oh! Woke somebody up, didn't I? Woke somebody up. All of a sudden, whoa! What is this? I'm in space. Stars everywhere. Look down below. There's the earth. And as far as you can see, saints from all the ages dressed in shimmering white cloth. Am I dreaming? Oh, I hope I'm not dreaming. This is awesome. Oh, my. Is this a flashback for them drugs I took years ago? What is this? Oh, man. Oh, and then the whole multitude began to look up. And way up in the sky, there's a brilliant golden star. Oh, look, look. And then all of a sudden, the whole multitude starts moving up. Planets are going by. Stars are going by. We're getting closer. Look at this. We're moving closer. This is amazing. And as we get closer, we realize, wait, look, look. That's not a star. I see buildings. It's a city. And then we land on the shores of that beautiful city. And we're standing there amazed. Streets of gold. But wait a minute. This is nothing like I thought it was going to be. I mean, when John saw it, he had to use the only words available. Because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for us. Oh, this is awesome. And there's a crystal river. That's the tree of life. Oh, there's the pearl gate. Lord, I'm so glad I went to church on Sunday. I'm so glad I listened to my pastor. Oh, this is, and angels begin to appear in the atmosphere. Wow. And all of a sudden, the whole throng of people starts moving through that pearl gate. Walls of jasper. Oh, this is amazing. And so what's so really weird about it is that you don't have to be introduced to nobody. You automatically know everybody's name. And you're looking around and you go, look, there's the Apostle John. Ooh. There's Paul. I always wondered what he looked like. Oh, my, this is amazing. Oh, there's my grandpa. Hey, grandpa. Hey, Gramps. Hey. And there's Aunt Mary. Uncle Dave, how did he get here? Oh, my God. You talk about reunion. You talk about hugging and crying and rejoicing and seeing your children and your grandchildren and those that have passed on. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a joyous time. And all of a sudden, this huge angel is going to appear. And he's going to say, enter in the banquet hall. He'll escort us into this beautiful banquet hall. Tables are set up with nameplates in alphabetical order. And I run to the E section. Mike Easter, got mine. Woo-wee. This is awesome. And then angels started walking through the crowd with these crowns, passing out crowns. And he'd be passing out these crowns. They're beautiful, full of jewels, precious stones. And you're looking at your crown, it's sparkling. And then the angel says, every jewel in that crown represents a soul you saved for the kingdom. And you know what you're doing? You're looking at your crown and you say, I got the wrong crown. I didn't save these many people. Oh my God, I think I got the wrong crown. And then the angel comes back and says, oh no. Yes. You are responsible for every one of those. He said, but he said, look. Remember in church when you spoke in tongues and you didn't know what you were saying? The Holy Ghost was helping you pray for things you didn't know nothing about. And when you prayed in tongues that Sunday afternoon, God opened the door and that lady got saved. And when you prayed in tongues while you were driving down the street, that power moved and a man came to the Lord. Look, when you talk in tongues, it's more than just an expression of worship. God is moving. God is using you. God, woo, hallelujah. You are doing more for the kingdom than you think you are. I gotta hurry up. Oh my Lord. Oh, we're looking at the crowns, tears streaming down your face. Oh my Lord, this is incredible. And then that angel appears, 10 foot tall, dressed in white, golden sash, and he walks up on a platform. And right here is a set of double doors with golden handles. And in the seam of the door, pitch blackness. And that angel stands in front of the door and he looks at you with your crown in your hand. And that angel says, "Who among you are worthy to wear the crown?" And we all stand there trembling. "I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy." And the angel says, "There is only one that's worthy." Boom! A flash of blue light penetrates the scene, and the doors slowly begin to open. The angels step aside. "Introducing he who is, he who was, he who is to come, the Almighty, the Bishop of the souls, the chief cornerstone, the day spring, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the everlasting life, the living water, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley." Jesus! Jesus! And we see him. And we see him for the first time, face to face, the nail scars in his hands. And he says, "Welcome, thou good and faithful servants. Enter into the joy. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Hallelujah. 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 It's worth any sacrifice you gotta make. It's worth any changes you have to make to stand before him on that day. It's worth losing your friends if you gotta lose your friends. It's worth being teased and talked about. It's worth your life being taken to stand before him on that day. Because all of our trials, as heavy they may seem, will pale in comparison to the eternal weight of glory that is waiting for you. Hallelujah. It could happen today. So in closing, I'm going to appeal to anyone, anybody that's here today. God is reaching out for you, sir. Young lady, it's time to stop playing. It's time to get serious. It's time to get focused. It's time to open your Bible and start reading that word. It's time to start preparing yourself. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Everyone's not going to make it. Only those that make themselves ready. Will you bow your heads with me right now? The Spirit of God is in this room. Oh, holy God of heaven. Oh, Lord God of heaven. You brought us through so much. Don't let us slip now. Take away pride and fear. Take unbelief out of my heart. Take away the love of the world and those things. Take it away from me and fill me now with thirst and hunger for just you. I want to serve you the way you want to be served. I want to praise you the way you want to be praised. I want you to say, well done. Help me today to make changes, to get ready, to be prepared. I don't want to miss the rapture. I don't want to miss the sounding of the trumpet. Right now. In Jesus' name. And while we're praying and while we feel in the Spirit of God, if you happen to be here today, you're not here by accident. God wants to save your soul today, right now, today. It's high time, brother. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You say, well, brother, you stopped being baptized already. How were you baptized? Sprinkling not going to do it. Somebody saying Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that's not going to do it. There's only one baptism, and that's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You haven't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Don't walk away. It's for you today if you want to be ready. If you want to be ready. Some folks don't want to be ready. Some folks like being religious. Being religious don't save you. You got to obey God's word. If you've never been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, he said that promise is given to those that obey him. You got to be obedient. You got to live right. Be determined to live right. And he'll keep his part. If you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, that spirit that's going to change our bodies, let me tell you something. You need to get it. And those of you that have been filled, you need to make sure you're full. If you feel any lack, don't leave until you feel his presence flowing over. He wants you ready now because he could come today. When you leave church and in your car, the trumpet can sound and you could be gone or stay here. But it's up to you. And God, I want to be ready. This is what we call the altar area, where we invite people to step out from where they are and come gather in the front and make some changes. We invite people to make some decisions. We invite people to come and get things back in order, to refocus. And so right now, I'm giving an altar call for any who would come and say, Lord, I can do better than what I'm doing. Lord, I can be better than what I am. I confess I've been holding back. I've not been reading the Bible like I should. So many other things have come in the way. But God, today, I come to you in repentance and I'm making a decision to put you first. Thank you for speaking to me. Come on, God's talking to you, young lady. That's the Holy Ghost you feel. Don't resist him. Give yourself to the Spirit and follow him. Come. Jesus said, come. Come. No, I'd rather stay here. Jesus said, come unto me. Step out. Oh, Lord, I want to be ready. More than I want money, I want to be ready for the rapture. More than I want a good job, I want to be ready for the rapture. More than I want all my problems solved, I want to be ready for the rapture. Come on, get yourself ready. Can't nobody pray for you but you. Can't nobody repent for you but you. Can't nobody go to heaven for you but you. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is to you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Save yourselves. Save yourselves from this ungodly, wicked generation. Come to God in faith. Come to God in faith and be rapture ready. I want to be ready. I've got to be ready. It's high time. It's high time. Pray for your grandchildren. Pray for your nieces and your nephews. Pray for your in-laws. Lord, send an angel to them. Touch them right where they are. I don't want nobody to be lost. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your school friends. Come on! Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Go ye out to meet him. Go ye out to meet him.